God be with you. As it is written, once we are gathering, we are bringing psalm, we are bringing hymn. And that was my thought once I was coming here to visit you, brethren. Yesterday I shared with you Psalm 133, which is known by many brethren by heart. Today, once I noticed that our dear brethren from Red Deer put me as a last discourse, I was thinking what would be the good subject to share with you. And the hymn came to my mind, God be with you. This is a very well-known hymn, and we are singing it, I think, on every bigger meeting, every bigger convention or small convention, as a parting hymn, as a hymn which is saying a goodbye to all and expressing the wishes. With Psalms, we are sometimes, probably are paying more attention to the words when somebody is reading the psalm. And we will be quoting quite a few psalms in those quick thoughts. Brother Erbo mentioned it's going to be discourse. I'm more towards sharing the thoughts with you about that hymn more than a discourse. And we are paying more attention if somebody is reading to us something. But once we are singing, sometimes we are paying attention to the beautiful melody. It moves our hearts. And sometimes we are singing hymn over and over again. But then once we stop a little bit and think about the words, how beautiful they are. I remember on one of the conventions, one brother couldn't make it. And there was no other brother like gracefully Brother Arbor took a place where Brother Ben couldn't be with us. So they fill up the hour with singing hymns. And one sister told me it was such a blessed time, such a wonderful hour of thinking about the words we are singing and living them as they are, they were sang. So let's look closer and let's think a little bit closer about those words, which are also translated in Polish hymns. The brethren in Poland also singing this hymn as well. God be with you till we meet again. People usually are saying goodbye. People are saying different words. They are sharing thoughts. They are wishing well. What could be better wish for somebody who is parting than saying, God be with you? Another one, which we are, most of Polish brethren and Europe brethren are greeting once they are coming in, they are saying, peace be with you. And this wish of being God be with you until we meet again, I want to stay with our hearts for a little longer than just singing it at the end of this convention later. We will be going back home soon. Some of us will leave today, some of us tomorrow morning. We'll be driving. Let's think about those words. We are going home and we are contemplating on our way home. We heard about brethren who were leaving Vernon, how they were contemplating about the convention. And this is in our hearts once we are driving by home. How about if we will cherish this moment for longer? How about if we will try to have those words, God be with you till we meet again, to live on our daily lives? And nowadays, we have that wonderful technology when we can listen to the discourse again and again and fish out those words what brethren prepared for us as a spiritual food. But then, let's try to apply it. Let's try to apply it not only at the moment of the listening the discourse on the convention. Apply it to our daily lives on Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, every day of the week. It's hard. It's tough because the times are tough. Let's try to have a practical application of what we have learned. This is the moment, 1, 2 days, 1 hour, 2 hours of listening of that beautiful words of truth. Let's transform it to our daily lives. Let's live that truth. Let's put it to our homes. In the evenings, when we are coming back tired home, maybe we had not nice day at work, lots of things in our heads. God be with you. Let's have it in our families. When we heard 2 deaths in a short time in the brother Bill's family, we heard about the teenager who was killed in the accident a few weeks ago, Sister Cindy's son. We hear those things. They are tough. We hear about the sickness of brethren. God be with you. But what can we do so we will be with God as well? And we should maybe look at some examples, some individuals from that great book we have, how they were going and how they were walking with God. The example of Abel, the example of Noah, Enoch, and Abraham, which I was a little bit always jealous how he was called, the friend of God. Surely God was with them. Let's read a few verses, because we should read and listen, because the faith is coming from there. Hebrews 11:4-8. Hebrews 11:4-8. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with the fear, prepared an ark and to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. Doesn't it sound, brethren, like our daily lives? And the common thing which is going through all those verses is faith. We have to have faith. But we have to also have trust. And trust him that he will take care of those who are following his son's footprints. Today, we should live by God's word, not to be tempted by the lot of things. And nowadays, there are so many things which we are tempted, and so much things we have to resign from to gain more of the spiritual life, and this way to spend time working for God. So how can we gain those things? How can we gain that more faith, trust? I think one of the things is reading. Why I mentioned reading? I think reading is disappearing now. And somebody said that if the world would go on like this for quite a long time, the people's thumbs will grow bigger and bigger. Everybody is using the phones and messaging. They are not even using the phone that much anymore as just quick texts and abbreviate the words. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How important is that? To spell out, to talk to each other. How important is to open the book and read. Reading, but what? Reading and listening of the God's word. Psalms, hymns, manna text on a daily basis. I think that some of you are using the little app you can have on the phone, which you can read the manna text, but you can even press the button and the brother was recorded who can read it. You know how much time it takes? Sometimes about 1 minute, or maybe even less. Do we have time for that? But because of faith, Jesus, he is giving us that food for the whole day. Just a little while, but it may last for us for a whole day. But what we read? There's so much to read, so much to watch. There was an excellent article a couple weeks ago in that newspaper, and I read that book where this author just nailed it down. He was saying such a great things about, and a friend of mine, he just told me that there is an excellent book about this and that. Where we are getting our food from? Where are we going if we need to have really good food? Farmers market. Right? We want to make sure that what we are getting is not straight from the store, which is selling cheap stuff, where you have relationship with milk or other food in the fridge, which was unheard of 50 years ago, 100 years ago. If you kept it for so long, it got gone bad. But now, there's so many things, preservatives inside, and saying to preserve this food. So what we are eating? We know. Well, we want to go fresh, straight from the farmers, so it's going to be good for our body. How about our spiritual life? Where are we getting things which will be comforting us? Where are we getting it from? Are we getting it fresh, straight from the source? Or we are getting it from the fast food market? Brethren, I don't think we need to elaborate more on that subject. But I think that you got the point. We want to eat organic food for our spiritual life. Now, we all heard this verse over and over. Times are tough. And times right now are evil. We have to buy our time. Let's buy this time. Let's resign from some stuff. Let's turn off the TV. Let's turn off the radio. Let's turn off the computer and phone and have time to think in the evening about the psalm, about the discourse we heard. Read that article what Brother Russell wrote to us. And if you are not able to read or so, why don't we pick up the phone and phone that brother who is miles and miles and thousand miles away and ask, how are you? And say, God be with you. Brethren, he is waiting for us to open our hearts, to stop and open our hearts and minds. If we'll shovel the daily things in our heads, there will be no more room to contemplate on the spiritual things. And it's hard to do it in our busy lives. Our worries about the news, about the work, sadness, heavy trials and heavy moments. Let's schedule in our lives to stop and look at his great promises, at his great gifts he gave to us. Read Psalms and redigest the discourses we just heard. By his counsels, guide, uphold you. We are under his wings. I quickly was trying to get a hand under his wings, which are very known, and I put a different hymn number for Brother Arbour, but it was a great hand. Lord overruled, and I was paying attention especially to the words. We are safe under his wings, under his grace, and under his great faith, great care for us. He is the one who is unmovable, who is the strongest. Do you remember when you were a child, how great it was to have your loving parents around you? There was nothing wrong and around, and you couldn't rely on them. You knew that your parents would take care of those things. So we have our Heavenly Father, as it's written in Psalm 18:2-6. Psalm 18:2-6. Jehovah is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I will take a refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Jehovah, who is worthy to be praised. Shall I be saved from mine enemies? The cords of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The cords of Sheol were round about me. The snares of death came upon me. In my distress I called upon Jehovah and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of this temple, and my cry before him came into his ears. What a wonderful words. Whom we are trusting? That rock, that high tower, who is unmovable, and he will take care of us. Let's feed ourselves, brethren, but on a daily basis. We have meetings in our classes, usually on Sundays. But what would happen to us if we would try not to eat for a whole week, but only Sunday morning? How we will survive? Just 2 hours of the good food. No more dinner on that Sunday anymore. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How far will we go? How will we look like? Let's think about it, and let's feed our spiritual body, and let's get it from the known source and the good field, like Ruth did when she was instructed not to go to other fields, but on the field of Boaz. Psalm 119, which is a beautiful psalm. Take your time, brethren, and read that psalm at home. Whole psalm. I know it's 119 psalm, it's the longest psalm, but it's beautiful. It's wonderful, beautiful psalm. I will quote just one verse, 105. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp, a torch unto my feet, and light unto my path. From this word we have even a hymn. How wonderful is to walk in the dark with the lamp. I bet many of you are trying to work in the dark. You are looking for a source of light. If you have that flashlight, that torch, yes, we can walk, even through the biggest darkness, doesn't matter. And this is the word of God. And it's right there. We have to just take it and enlighten our paths. Let's keep this light not only on Sundays, let's keep this light on every day, getting the spiritual food for new creation every day, so that word, his word, would enlighten our choices, our difficult situation we have in life, and our difficult choices to make, especially in these days. Psalm 18:28-35. I just would like you to take notes, because our time is going up. Psalm 18:28-35. Beautiful psalm, showing how God is enlightening our paths. With his sheep securely fold you. John 10:4, we read, John 10:4, when we had put forth all his own, he goeth before them, and sheep follow him, for they know his voice. We as a sheep, where will we go if there is no master? And from 10:14-17, let's read. I am a good shepherd, says the Lord, and I know mine own, and mine own know me. Do we know him? How can we get to know him? Let's read about him. Even as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for sheep, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock, one shepherd. Therefore doth the Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. How to hear and listen to his voice? By reading, meeting, the fellowship, studying, praying, and living day by day, eating the good spiritual food. Let's keep our eyes fixed on that shepherd. Brethren, we should walk wisely and working hard, because as Revelation 22:12 says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. We are considering ourselves as a sheep. And there is a warning in Matthew 7:15-16 from our Lord. Matthew 7:15-16. Beware of false prophets who came to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. But by their fruits you shall know them. But we should also think about, so we will not transform from being sheep to being wolves. We should show the love to our brethren and to the Lord. When life's perils thick confound you, put his arms unfailing round you. Our daily life, lots of dangerous decisions. How to make a good decision, because there are consequences of each decision. We will have to live with those decisions we made. Sometimes the small decision may have a big consequences of that. But it's going to be easier to make those decisions if you rely on God. If we'll be filled up with the scriptures, with his word, and asking him for help, we are getting a big support and protection from God. We are helping each other in families and in our class, conventions, and the meetings. Brethren, Psalm 65 is another beautiful psalm which I would like to take it with you. And read, please, Psalm 65 and Psalm 17. Another great psalms to comfort you. The great promise that our Lord will hold us in the path and he will watch our footsteps. So we'll not sleep on those. Our prayer in those psalms is our prayer asking for his help and being under the shadow of his wings, praying for guarding our paths, making decisions daily in the very small things. So God be with you in those decisions as well. Keep love's banner floating over you. Smite death's threatening wave before you. In 2 Corinthians, in 5th chapter, from 14 to 18, 2 Corinthians 5:14-18, it's Apostle Paul is showing us. And what's standing out in those scriptures is what he says, as a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, new in Christ. We should develop our character. We should develop it through faith, love, trust. It's really hard work helping each other. But we should do it with love. And getting our banner of love, putting it very high in our daily lives. Not only once we are so happy between those who we love, meeting from time to time, but put that banner of love high on our Sunday's meetings, on our weekdays. We know truth. Do we live truth in our daily lives? Galatians 6th chapter from 1 to 10, Apostle Paul is talking about taking care of each other and handling the burdens. And it's interesting, in the few verses side by side, Apostle Paul is saying, bear one another's burdens. Bear it. Somebody else's burdens. And his 5th verse says, for every man shall bear his own burden. How to reconcile it? It's just a few verses apart. We should bear our own burdens, but being ready to help others, and not to take off our burden and put on brothers' shoulders, but we should take our own and help each others as well. Brethren, looking at this food and looking at what we read and what we digest, I think we mentioned it as well yesterday about Gideon and trying of those, how they drink the water, how they took the water into their hands and look at it if it's clean. Another good example of watching it, where we are getting our food from. Keeping in love, Hebrews 10:23-25, and working hard for the prize. And I would like to read a few scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, by steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What we do for the Lord, our Lord will pay it off us. Some of us are taking a big loss on our daily basis to serve brethren. It's not going to be without a pay, but not here. Our Lord will remember that. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our works, our daily lives, are they glorifying the Father? But he, Joshua 3:21, but he that doth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Till we meet at Jesus' feet. Brethren, the price is great at the Jesus' feet. We don't know. We hope to meet you maybe in the next convention, which I believe is probably in Seebeck. Maybe we'll meet you again in Red Deer in 2 years, Lord willing. And the big hope is that we'll meet together at the Jesus' feet. Being with the Lord, that's what we're aiming for. And this is what is our hope and wish to you all. God be with you till we meet again at Jesus' feet. In closing, I would like to quote the Revelation 3rd chapter and 21st verse. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I'm set down with my Father in his throne. Brethren, God be with you till we meet again, till we meet at Jesus' feet. May the Lord add his blessings.